5 o'clock, time to ask the AD. Kurt Apsey, Boise State's athletic director, joins us Thursdays at 3. Appropriate that we huddle up with Horace at 2 o'clock, and then the athletic director comes in afternoon drive on Idaho Sports Talk. Kurt, a lot of conversation with earlier this week with Scott Ludwig, city councilman, about this multi-sport stadium in downtown Boise. And I know we have had conversations about the comments that Dr. Custer made at some point that he had been interested in a college baseball program at Boise State. But, you know, the timing wasn't right. I remember the last conversation we had about this, that the timing wasn't right, and down the road, plans develop, et cetera, but not right now. That may have been about a year. It was right around the time you came on board, I thought we discussed it. So without this stadium, I guess, what is the attitude at Boise State about baseball and how it would fit or what would have to happen or why even?
Well, I think up to this point, you know, there's always been an interest in baseball, with Dr. Custer, no doubt, and with the institution and our athletic department. And, the last time I think we talked about this, we really were talking about it without a facility, I guess. So, you know, really probably the biggest change now is the news that came out from Scott and the mayor and the city and all that. And I mean, I think the addition of a baseball stadium in Boise is great. I mean, it's good for the Hawks. It's good for the city. It's great for the downtown area, that location that they're talking about. So I, you know, whether or not Boise State's involved, I think that's going to be an awesome place for everybody to enjoy. With that though, when a facility, you know, is maybe got some teeth to it, like it sounds like this one does now, you know, that certainly perks the interest of Boise State and at least puts us in a position maybe to look a little bit more seriously about adding baseball. So we're excited about the city being able to do that. And, you know, there's three or four, you know, real true bullet points that we need to address in order to add baseball. And those haven't changed. You know, the very first thing you have to do is find the money to annually fund the program. And you don't just want an okay program. You want it to be competitive. You got to do that. You got to make sure that you stay within the guidelines of gender equity. That's always going to be an issue, especially when you're adding a men's sport. You want to make sure that we're following those like we should. And then I think at the same time, you want to also make sure that you can continue to fund the programs that you already have. You want to maintain that level of excellence that I think we've done a really good job. So I wouldn't call them hurdles. They're challenges without a doubt. Those haven't changed just because there's a stadium or there isn't a stadium, but knowing that there's a possibility of a facility down the road, you know, that is something that will make us talk about that now and hopefully try and put a plan together to at least identify what it's going to cost. And then, you know, hopefully, there are, folks and organizations out there that are willing to support it. And if that's the case, then, we'll certainly take the next step.
So I know Dr. Custer would like to see the program, but outside of his interest in it and his reasons, what are the pros to having a college baseball program? Because from the outside looking in, it's not something you're adding to make money. Yeah. I would be surprised if 5% of the college baseball programs make money. That's just me. Yeah. Does anybody make money at baseball?
Well, I mean, let's take baseball out of the equation right now. I mean, if you're talking about sports in college athletics making money, there's very few that do.
Yeah, just generating revenue.
I'm just talking about Boise State. Yeah. I mean, baseball can generate revenue, and baseball is a sport that people follow. I mean, I don't have my finger on the pulse all the way on what this community thinks about baseball, but I know that a lot of people have shown interest to Boise State when Dr. Custer, you know, talked about the interest in adding the program. So there are people out there that want to support it. Now, to what level that is, we really haven't gone down that road yet, but, I think you have to try and you have to gauge what that interest is, because we don't have $1 million or $2 or $2 million just laying around to fund a new program, regardless of what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd have to identify those funds and make sure that, you know, you've got maybe enough to cover you for more than 1 year so that you can get this thing started. Because starting a program, and I'm not just talking about baseball, it's something that we would have to take on, but we got to feel really good about making sure that we can pay for it and that we don't lose steam in our other sports. And like I said before, the gender equity thing, you know, when you're adding a sport with this many males on that side, you know, you got to be cognizant of that. So that nothing's changed there. The only thing that's really changed right now is the potential, of what, Scott was talking about earlier this week.
Scott also brought us a 9-point checklist, basically the 9 things in order for this to happen. Mm-hmm. You know, starting with, you know, Mayor Beter giving the green light, which he has, all the way down to city council approval. But you're right in the middle where it says part of the reason why this needs to happen, or not part of the, this is contingent upon Boise State signing a long-term lease for at least college baseball, if not other sports. Financially, are you guys in a position or even interested in getting involved in this project financially before it even, I mean, as they turn the dirt and the shovels? Or are you more in a wait-and-see mode?
Well, I think wait and see is probably the better answer right now, Mike. But I think that also has to take into account what the time frame is. That is not something that Scott has talked to us about. We've discussed this with Scott. This is not something that he just threw out there, and I want to make sure
he said that.
That's
yeah.
clear. And he's talked to us, and we told him that it certainly perks our interest when there's a possibility of a facility for us to play in and practice in. And so, but we've also shared with him that there are some things that, you know, we've got to do our due diligence with. And, you know, regardless of whether we can sign a lease, I mean, I don't think you're going to sign a lease if you don't have a program. So, you know, we've got to address that first and see what the interest is out there and how much it's really going to cost and what we have to do. And, you know, Dr. Custer's aware of all that stuff and agrees with it, but that certainly doesn't mean that, you know, we're not interested in it. This just probably changes it a little differently on how we look at it, and that there is a possibility that there's a place to play. And, you know, now that it's, you know, kind of located where they're talking about having it located, you know, it's close to campus. And, I think there's a lot of pluses with baseball. You know, one of the things I think people are unaware of a little bit, the Mountain West is actually pretty good in baseball. In fact, Fresno State's won a national championship in the past. I think Nevada has a good program, New Mexico. I think some or all of those teams won maybe at least 40 games this past year. So, you know, baseball in the West and the Northwest is, sometimes I don't think it gets enough credit. I think it's pretty strong. And, you know, it's a part of our conference now. And you know, from that standpoint, it certainly makes sense.
From the gender equity side of things, baseball, let's just say, is it a 13 scholarship sport where you go halves, or?
It's between 11 and 13.
So you go 13
male. I don't
know
that exactly.
Let's just say you go 12 male then.
Right.
How does that affect where you're at today?
Yeah.
With your scholarship counts, do you have to, you already have women's softball.
Right.
So how does that work?
It really, you have to look at the overall body of all your programs. And I think sometimes people look at gender equity and they just say it's about participation. That's really not the case. I mean, there's an 11-step process. I'm not sure I can name them all, but it takes into consideration scholarships, operating budgets, coaching, recruiting, and how those dollars are spent in relation to what your undergraduate population is at
right.
your university. So we do a gender equity report every year. Now, we don't cover all 11 items every year. We kind of mix and match, you know, over the course, and that's studied and overviewed by our IAC committee on campus, and then it's obviously given to Dr. Custer, and that's something we do annually. So that changes every year, and we got pretty extensive, I think, back in 2014 when the baseball thing really began to kind of be a conversation, and you know, we brought someone in to take a look at it, and we were close, not that we were way out of whack, and so you got to take all that into consideration. It's not just participation. It's a lot of other things, and how you support all the programs and how that relates to the overall experience of the student athlete. Are you giving each student athlete that comes to Boise State the same opportunity? And, so you got to take a lot of those things into consideration. And that's something you have to do every year anyway. So that can fluctuate year to year. It also fluctuates depending on what your undergraduate enrollment is, which changes,
right.
you know, all the time. So there's a lot of things you have to consider when you're looking at that.
That undergraduate enrollment, the female to male ratio at Boise State, generally speaking, is that slightly more female?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
52-48 range?
I want to say, Mike, I'm going to guess. It's like 51-49 maybe, 52-48.
And it's kind of balanced out.
And you've got to be within 1 or 2 percentage points of that in everything that you're kind of offering. And so without getting into a whole, you know, hour of education on gender equity, but that can fluctuate. And in our world, if it fluctuates 1%, that can mean a lot, you know, sometimes. And so you know, people handle gender equity differently, you know, across the country. And if you're out of whack and you need to get closer, you know, there's three or four different ways that you can do that. You got to make some adjustments sometimes with squad sizes and what you're awarding scholarship wise. And so you got to take all that into consideration.